love goes astray and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Larry Bloom, and you are listening to The Divorce Hour on Talking Alternative. If you enjoy this show, or you think it's informative, or you think someone can help, can be helped by listening to the show, please don't keep us a secret. Tell your friends. Tell your relatives. Tell everybody you know. As a matter of fact, we have a great lineup here at Talking Alternative, and I recommend that everybody listen to it, the station as often as they can. We have some unbelievable topics and discussions with great guests, and you should listen to not merely me, but the rest of the shows as well. Before I get started, I want to thank my daughter, Katie Bloom, who hosted last week and did her first on-air interview live, and thank Mary Spooner. Mary and I are involved in a new project, and I'm going to talk about the same thing with a little more detail today. But I want to tell you all that Katie is, I'm worried that Katie is going to become the Lou Gehrig to my Wally Pipp. So I am back. Katie, I love you. Please keep listening. Tell your friends to listen. And we will have you again as a guest and maybe even as a guest host, but not 3 weeks in a row. Sorry, babe. Okay. Take a stand for respect. This is a workshop that is starting this coming Tuesday, September 13th. And is going for 11 weeks through November 22nd, which is the 2 days before Thanksgiving. We will start at 7:15 p.m. and end at 9 p.m. There are always people around after and before if you want to talk personally with us. And we are located at the Mount Carmel Parish Church, actually in their center across the street from the church at 1 Passaic Street in Ridgewood, New Jersey. If you're anywhere near us, please come in. If you're not near us and you think you would be benefited by coming in, we would love to have you. There's no restrictions on this. Now, I know Katie and Mary spoke about the fact that this is a reincarnation, if you will, of an old group. The old group was called the Divorced and Separated Ministry. And one of the things we did was we had an opening prayer and a closing prayer each week. And maybe we'll do that and maybe we won't. We'll see how we feel. But the truth is that while it's run out of a church, this is a non-denominational program. As a matter of fact, we've tried as much as we can to take the religion out of the workshop, because we're not confined to one religion, we're not confined to one race, we're not confined to one ethnic group. This is about people who need people. It's the way I described last week's show is really very accurate. It's about the divorced helping the divorcing. It's also about the divorcing helping the divorcing. I know for Mary and me, it's a labor of love. This group, or the previous incarnations of this group, helped both of us through difficult times, through marriage breakups, through the post-marriage heartbreak breakup of a non-spouse. It's really very helpful. Let me start by saying we have no licenses to give therapy. We're not therapists. We are merely people who try to help each other. One of the rules that we are founded by is we don't give advice. We don't say, you should do this or you should do that. Instead, we usually say, this is what worked for me. Maybe it would work for you. Or maybe you could try this. It's really very, very loosely formatted in terms of that. What we ordinarily do is we start the meeting in a big group. And the truth is, it's very hard to talk, to be heard, to be listened to when you're in a group of 30 or 40 people. So ordinarily, halfway through the meeting, we break up into smaller groups. And we, there are, it's not just Mary and me. I know they had talked last week about facilitators. And a facilitator is really just somebody who has gone through the program before, who has understood what's going on and has an ability to lead a discussion group. Like I said, every facilitator has been through the program before. And most of the facilitators will lead a big group discussion before we break up into smaller groups. For instance, I have the subject of guilt. Now, when I was last year, when I was first assigned the subject of guilt, I made jokes about, sure, give the Jew the guilt. But the truth is that particularly for someone like me, who was the leaver instead of the left, or the leavee, so to speak, there's a lot of guilt involved. And everybody has their own particular subject. And I'm going to go through the schedule with you, not right this minute, but probably after the break, and talk about the things that I think are important. You should know that in addition, the group really is free. We do charge $10, one-time fee, and that's really to offset the cost of the refreshments that we will have. Who could go to an evening meeting without a cup of coffee? Or, in my case, without a bottle of water? Who... The old me would have said, who could go through an evening meeting without a cookie? That's no longer the case, but I recognize that for some people, you need a cookie or you need a piece of cake. When I was talking on shows about nutrition and about personal training, I talked about stopping emotional eating. And I'm really pretty good at it now, but I recognize that giving up a marriage is like giving up smoking. You need something to hold on to. Dare I say you need an oral fixation, and that usually is food. I'm happy to report that, and I'll talk about my weight in a minute because it's a very big subject for me. But we're going to talk more about the what? Take a stand for respect. And about me, because everybody knows this show is all about me. We are here at Talking Alternative. I am guestless today, but this is the Divorce Hour, and I am your host, Larry Bloom.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please tune in on Mondays at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Tune in as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off right with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, respect, Aretha Franklin. It is all about respect, and we will have, that is actually not the original version. The original version was written and sung by the person who we will come out of the next break with. Same song, different rendition. Believe it or not, sung by a man. How about that? Okay, we are here talking about take a stand for respect. Tuesday is the beginning, and Tuesday, I think, is the most fun session. Well, the potluck dinner at the end is fun, but the most fun session. Because what we're going to do is we're going to talk about, well, we're going to introduce ourselves, we're going to introduce the facilitators, we're going to tell the story about what it's like. And we're going to give everybody a little bit of an opportunity to talk about their own particular situation and what help they think they need. But what one of the things that we have stolen from the old program, or usurped or borrowed, whatever word you want to use, or continued with, that's probably even better, is we have two lists. What's good about divorce and separation? And you'd be surprised at some of the things that are said and some of the reactions to the people in the room. And then what's bad about divorce? And believe it or not, there are a lot more things that are good about divorce than there are bad. And, you know, having gone through the program both as a member and as a facilitator, you know, when we did this last fall, I was thinking, what is really good about divorce? What is the best thing? And of course, the answer of sex came on both lists. But sex is good about divorce, sex is bad about divorce. But the thing that I said and got the biggest reaction was that the best thing about divorce is passion. You get your passion back for living. And it's really very funny because when I said it, and I said it almost the way I just said it now, one woman in the group goes, "I want to go out with him." We are not a dating service. You know, if people should wind up together, so be it. We don't encourage it. We don't discourage it. It's just not what it is. But it gets a feel for what people's issues are, what they find is good, what they find is bad. I'm not going to go into all of those things now. Suffice it to say, there are a lot of bad things about divorce, and there are a lot of good things about divorce. And we really do address many of the emotional issues that come about through divorce. Now, that first week is September 13th. They're all Tuesdays at 7:15 in Ridgewood. And if you have, I should say, if we have a, we don't have a website up yet, but we do have an email address. So please, if you want to come, it would be helpful if you emailed us in advance, but we would accept a walk-in. That email address is takeastandforrespect@gmail.com. You can also call me at 201-925-8148. Later on, I'll give you Mary's number. I don't happen to have it at my fingertips. But we're very excited because the second week, we're doing something completely different. The second and the third weeks are September 20th and September 27th. And it's not something that we had in the old group. What we have now is Jean Grossman is going to come in. She's a divorce coach and an expert on emotional abuse and the silent treatment. Now, I know Mary and Jeannie, Freudian slip. That's my ex-wife's name. Katie and Mary talked about this, but I just want to go into it in a little more detail. Most of the people, dare I say, all of the people who have attended this class, this workshop, over the course of time, have experienced emotional abuse. All right, first of all, before we get into that, if there's physical abuse, call the police. They will help you. You can call anyone in the group. The facilitators will give you their numbers. Mary and I will give you our numbers. But you call us second. We can't stop the abuse. The police can. And we know that there are instances with physical abuse. And there are many things. And we can refer you to battered women's shelters, to a number of other organizations. But the most important thing is to get safe. Now, most of us, even those of us like me who are the leavor as opposed to the left, have emotional abuse. Now, my ex, whose name I Freudianly slipped 2 minutes ago, would tell you that I was the abuser. But the truth is, we probably both were. And in most marriages that end in divorce, I would say that we probably both are, the man and the woman. A little personal history. Did I sometimes do things that my ex might have found offensive? You betcha. But, you know, I never really knew what they were, because what I got was a shutdown. A shutdown. The silent treatment was unbelievable. You know, for at the beginning, it was only a couple of days. Then it went into a week. By the time I left the house, it was 3 weeks at a time, a month at a time, where we would barely grunt at each other. You know, there's an old joke. I hate to say jokes here, but I'm going to give you the old joke. Marriage is a three-ring circus. There's the engagement ring. I forgot what the punchline is as I'm doing this. The wedding ring. And something else that I'll get back to later. What was that? What?
Fetching.
Okay. Not really. Or fetching. I'll give you the punchline when I figure it out in a minute after the break. Pretty bad to start a joke and not come up with the answer. But the bottom line is that there's a lot of emotional abuse. There's a lot of being talked down to. There's a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? There's just a lot of unnecessary tension. And I know that the listeners, my loyal listeners, knowing that it's all about me, know that I eventually was compelled to leave because I realized I wasn't being a role model to my daughter, thinking that was the way a wife should treat a husband, nor was I being a role model to my son in terms of teaching him how to be a husband. The following week, we're going to follow up. We have Mary and another facilitator who are going to lead us in discussion about the same topic. The first week, Gene will be doing most of the talking. The second week, we will be doing most of the talking. I'm going to go back into the subjects of the other sessions as well as our fundraiser after the break. I'm going to look for the punchline to that joke. And you are listening to me, Larry Bloom, here at the Divorce Hour, as always, on TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
That is the original by the gentleman who wrote it. Not Otis Night in the Days, but Otis Day in the Nights, or whatever it was. Otis, He Loves Us. It's Otis Redding. And, of course, that's a classic. And one of the things I love about doing this show is the music, because I increase my rock and roll education. I always thought that the original was Aretha. I was wrong. The original is Otis. Okay. I actually mixed up my jokes. So we have the engagement ring, the wedding ring, and the suffer ring. But that wasn't the joke I was trying to tell. The joke I was trying to tell was about the three different kinds of sex. There's the courtship sex, where you have sex everywhere, anywhere, anytime, any place. The newlywed sex, which is usually in the bedroom. And, of course, the hallway sex, where you walk past each other and go, F you. So that was my joke. Okay, back to where I was before. What I've learned in 31 years of practicing divorce law, 25 years of being married, 2 years of being a divorcing person, and in my 6 months of having it over, is that you need to maintain your sense of humor. The truth is, if you don't laugh, you will cry. And while we have been known to shed tears in this group, as a matter of fact, shed a lot of tears, we've also been able to laugh, and we've been able to get through it. Okay, I don't want to dwell too much on the emotional abuse and the discussion. Suffice it to say, we're devoting 2 weeks to that. After that, we're going to go back into some of the bad things, bad emotions on divorce. In the past, we had used anger and conflict as two different subjects. But the truth is, they're not two different subjects. They're the same. Because when you're angry, you can't help but be conflicted. When you're in conflict, you can't help but be angry. And, you know, this is a stage. If you've been left, you're angered because you've been abandoned. If you feel you have to leave, it's because you're angry at the way the situation in your marriage has developed. Now, one of the things I'm fond of saying in my divorce practice is, you created this monster. You allowed certain things to happen. And I know for myself, that's the truth. That's what I created, my monster, and I allowed myself to be unhappy. And, you know, I often refer to myself as Dr. Frankenstein because I was created the monster. And I got angrier and angrier. And when I had the silent treatment, that only made my anger worse. And we have people who, I don't want to say are specialists in anger, but we have people who have actually volunteered to address the subject of anger and conflict. And that's the October 4th meeting. You can come piecemeal, but to these meetings, to this workshop, but to really get the most out of it, I would say make an 11-week commitment. It's, you know, I look forward to these meetings. It's much like when I have my Thursday 7 a.m. meeting. It's hard for me to get out of bed to go to it. But once I go to it, once I'm in the car and I'm ready to rock and roll, I'm really ready to rock and roll. And I look forward to these groups. And as Mary put it last week, this is our way of giving back. This group has helped us immeasurably. and help to all of the people who are facilitators. Really, that have helped us incredibly. And it's our opportunity to help. And by helping, we continue to help ourselves as well. So it's not a one-way street. It's not a... It's definitely a two-way street. One of our longest time members is a gentleman who will be... Yes, there are men in this group besides me. So there is a man in this group, and we'll call him by his name, Herman. Herman has been involved in this program, I think, since the beginning. And his story is, and each of us have a story that we, which is very personal, and we usually relate it to what is going on in our, you know, in what forced us into the divorce, how we felt afterwards. Herman is going to talk about loneliness, and that is a big factor. You're used to being a couple. You're used to going places with someone. You're used to being a family unit. And right now, you're not a family unit. Well, right now, as in when you're separated, when you're divorced, when you're, as one of my friends calls it, SALT, S-A-L-T, separated and living together, you're still separated and you're still lonely. You know, one of the great quotes I've ever heard is, it's okay to be lonely because you're alone, but it's not okay to be lonely with someone. And that's a really important subject. Then we're going to get a little more upbeat. We're going to talk about, that was October 11th. That's the day after Columbus Day. On the 18th of October, we're going to talk about self-image. Self-image is, again, about regaining your self-respect. It's about, again, viewing yourself as an individual as opposed to as part of a pair. It's about parenting. It's about, truthfully, it's about taking care of yourself. And Mary led this particular group last fall. She's going to lead it again. And it's really all about regaining your self-respect, your self-assurance, your self-composure. It's a wonderful thing. And then we have me, because it's all about me. And what better way to start, to end the month of October, on October 25th, than to talk about guilt. Now, if you've heard the story I tell about my brother's divorce, that's my story. That's what stopped me from leaving for many years. That's what stopped me from telling my dad about separating and getting divorced. I don't want to tell you it's poignant, but it is. And I can get through, I did a show on it, I can get through the talk if I don't look at anybody, if I just basically keep my eyes closed or look at my notes. Otherwise, I'm going to cry. And I will cry because my brother's story is heart-wrenching. And we'll talk about November in a minute. We'll talk again about, for the first time, about the fundraiser, because we need some money. And I'll tell you why we need some money when we come back from the break. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, and as always, we are here at Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Respect Yourself, the Staple Singers. And Sam never heard of the Staple Singers. We have to encourage his rock and roll education. Actually, that was part of the gospel era. And what I just discovered while I was looking, this was track 12 from the album The Soul of the Black Panther Era, Volume 2. So, respect yourself. And that's what this program is all about. Before I give you the balance of the program, why do we need a fundraiser? We need a fundraiser for a couple of reasons. Postage. We have communicated with every house of worship in the northern Bergen County area. Some supplies. The post office box, we have a post office box address, P.O. Box 20, Emerson, New Jersey, 07630. That's post office box 20, Emerson, New Jersey, 07630. You know, we do like to have fun once in a while. And we discovered a fundraising opportunity that will be fun. Admittedly, you got to get up early in the morning on a Sunday, but you would get up early on a Sunday morning to get ready for Sunday football anyway. And what we are doing is we're having a flapjack fundraiser breakfast at Applebee's in Paramus, New Jersey. I will be giving you more information on that in the weeks ahead. I believe we are scheduled for Sunday, September 25th from 8 or 8:30 in the morning until 10 or 10:30. Most of the money comes back to us. Applebee's makes a very, very limited profit on having us there. We get most of the money. And I'm happy to report that we have some, quote, volunteers, close quotes, to wait tables, to bus tables. That would be the venerable Katie Bloom, who you heard here last week. Possibly my son, if we can get him out of bed. And Mary's two boys. Anybody else who's over 18 who you can rope into volunteering to do this, that would be great. Not only is this money for supplies and postage and the post office box and all of those things, but, you know, we're finishing this program 2 days before Thanksgiving. And our focus really has been on abuse. Now, we know there are a number of battered women shelters around, and we know that there are a lot of needy people out there. And whatever balance there is in the fund, in the kitty, if you will, is going to go to groups such as Shelter Our Sisters and other groups that really need our help during the holiday season. And I can't think of a better way of giving back than to support these groups that support us. They support the people who are really in trouble. And, you know, perhaps we can also use some of this money for scholarships for needy people who just can't afford the $10 for the snack fee. But that's really our goal here. Our goal is to give back. Our goal is to help. And we want to help in as many ways as we can. Now, I told you, after Self-Image on October 18th, we went back to some of the bad things, which is the guilt. And probably the biggest issue is stress. There's the stay-at-home mom who all of a sudden has to get a job and has no help with the kids. There's the father who now has to support two households, and I recognize that I just gave you a very sexist view. There's also the stay-at-home dad who has to go out and get a job and still take care of his kids. And there's the woman who not only has to support her children and perhaps her stay-at-home dad, but also herself. So there's an incredible amount of stress. There aren't enough hours in the day. You know, I'm reminded of what, way back when I was married, my son was in a playgroup. So my son is now, he'll be 19 at the end of the month. He was maybe 6 months old. And in a play, you know, mommy playgroup. And once in a while we would get together as couples. And the wife would say, would tell the story about how she's worked all day. She's taken care of the kids. She's cleaned the house. She's done this. She's done that. She gets into bed with her husband at the end of the night. And she realizes and thinks that she's done and she can go to sleep. And she realizes there's one more job. And that, of course, was having sex with her husband. And God, what a terrible way to view the sexual relationship as an obligation, as a stressor. Okay, then we have, so that's, and we have two women who know stress. One of them is a woman. She's a trained lawyer. She is an admitted lawyer. She has three little children to the point where her youngest was either a newborn or a neonatal before, no, prenatal, excuse me, but when her husband left her. So talk about stress. We have stress. And that's November 1st. On November 8th, we have what was two subjects and is now a combined subject. It's the what Mary talked about last week, which was the hardest one to deal with, and that's forgiveness. Do you forgive the guy who hit you? Do you forgive the woman who iced you out? I don't know. But the first thing you do is you have to forgive yourself for tolerating it. You have to forgive yourself, I don't want to say for allowing it to happen, for continue for being in that situation. You really are a worthy person. I am a worthy person. And it's tied in with self-image, but forgiveness is really important, and it's combined with something called pathways to growth. Pathways to growth are, and we usually keep this near the end of the program, because it's a way of getting you back on your feet. And we can talk about the various things that we're going to do for ourselves, and from there. Please, if this show has had any importance for you, come to our meetings, call me, call Mary, email us at takeastandforrespect@gmail.com. My number is 201-925-8148. This program will be restreamed. It will be podcast. Probably be podcast no later than Monday, probably Saturday or Sunday. Come to the meetings. Come to all of them. Come to as many as you can. I'm going to be back in a minute. I'm going to talk about the last two sessions, and then I'm going to give you a little teaser on next week. I am Larry Bloom, your host here at the Divorce Hour at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio Program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving Communications. That's the answer.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Tired of boys up in my face. Pick up lines like what your sign won't get you any place. When me and all my girls go walking down the street, it seems we can't go anywhere without a car that goes beep beep.
For those of you who think that I believe that music died in 1980, that was a more recent song. That is Pink singing Respect. Although, quite frankly, I do believe that most of the good music was prior to 1980. Go figure. Okay, we are here talking about Take a Stand for Respect. Before I give you the last two sessions, we start this coming Tuesday, September 13th, and go every Tuesday through November 22nd, 2 days before Thanksgiving, at the Mount Carmel Parish Church Center, across the street from the church itself at 1 Passaic Street, Ridgewood, New Jersey. If you need more information, email us at takeastandforrespect@gmail.com. Take a Stand for Respect has no spaces, no hyphens, no slashes, just one big word. Or you can call me 201-925-8148. Yes, that is my personal number as opposed to the office number which I give you on my commercials. The last two sessions, November 15th and November 22. What better way to end something than have it be all about me? Well, it's not really all about me. It's all about you. I just happen to be the group leader on this particular occasion. What we found last year, and we did this for the first time, was it's a legal question and answer session where people in the group get to ask questions. I can usually give a legal answer since I'm a lawyer, a divorce lawyer in New York and New Jersey. But and we get people from Rockland County, get people from Westchester. So there are people in both states, and I'm able to answer those questions. But more importantly, you know, the litigants themselves, everybody in the room, certainly every facilitator, has gone through or is going through the legal process. And there are things that either they don't understand or the things they didn't understand before and now understand. So there are, you know, we found it very helpful. It was actually the longest session we had last fall because we went beyond the 9 o'clock time with questions. The last one is fun. Last one, November 22nd, is a potluck dinner. Everybody brings something. We try to coordinate so that not everybody brings anything. You should know that Mary doesn't cook and Larry doesn't cook. So Mary will bring something and Larry usually brings the wine. Okay, so somebody's got to remember to bring a corkscrew because I never remember to bring the corkscrew, only the wine. Okay, our fundraiser is September 25th at Applebee's. In the Fashion Center on Route 17 in Paramus, New Jersey. $10. You get breakfast, you have fun, you make a contribution to a worthwhile cause, and we get to see each other in a fun setting as opposed to a non-fun setting. My time is just about out. I want to remind you to join us next Friday when we will be talking about the subject of high conflict divorce. Believe it or not, there are many high conflict divorces out there. In fact, one could say mine was a high conflict divorce. But we have a men's divorce coach, John Prezioso, who I met through a men's only divorce support group. And we can talk about that, the difference between co-ed groups, men's groups, advocacy groups, and support groups next week. My time is just about up. I want to wish everybody a great week. Call me if you need me. Contact us. This has been the Divorce Hour. Today we took a stand for divorce. Not for divorce, for respect, excuse me. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here at Talking Alternative. Have a great week, everybody.
Bombadita, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Two, three. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please tune in on Mondays at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Tune in as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off right with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing? or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign, Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.